I'm sat behind the lake stage at the moment. I've just seen the opening band, Pulse Party, who played a rather excellent set. And coincidentally, they just happened to be sitting with me now. How are you?
I'm really well, cheers. We're really happy.
How? You look like you're enjoying yourselves up there. Good fun?
Yeah, that was one of the funnest things I've ever done, I think.
Yeah, that was
brilliant gig. It was a really nice atmosphere. We got cheered at before we even started playing, which is nice because normally people throw things and tell us to go away, you know, when we walk into a room.
That's a bit of a fan club out there.
I think there was a Bury St Edmunds contingent there, yeah, which is nice. But it's really nice scene in our hometown, Bury St Edmunds. We've got all the bands and are very supportive of each other, and there's a lot of people who just go to every single gig, and because they love to see live music and want to see a really good scene happening in the town.
That is really good when you've all got, you know, that core support there.
Yeah.
It's needed as well, you know, if a scene kind of going to survive and thrive, you need that, yeah. Because a lot of places you can go, like, literally people go and see their mates and then they got, you know, they're gone. So yeah. That's pretty cool. So how long have you been together?
It'll be 2 years in September. Although me and Shannon first gave Ellie a drunk phone call. Was it May 2012?
I have no idea. I don't have a memory like yours, I'm afraid.
It was May 2012, yeah. A balmy night. And me and Shannon got really drunk at a gig that was in a church, and they had a bar. It was great. So we were drunk in a church, and I wouldn't leave Shannon alone and kept saying we were going to be in a band together. And she said yes to make me go away and stop talking. And then we sent Ellie some drunk messages that were quite abusive, and she said she'd be in a band with us.
So it's kind of, you know, subtle persuasion
was,
got the
yeah.
band together.
We're a nurturing, caring bunch of people, and that was reflected in the way the band got together.
And what about the name Horse Party? Where does that come from?
Absolutely nowhere.
There was just nonsense. It's really hard naming a band. And in the end, you have to go with the Ned's Atomic Dustbin principle that if you put it on a T-shirt, people will think it's all right. So we had a long list. Ellie brought a long list of names, and she insisted that the word horse had to be in the band, right? And that was one of the principal ones. And that was the only one we all said yes to. So that was the name of the band. But we should think of a dark, sexy reason. Really.
You know, yeah, something, you know.
Like maybe death, stab, murder, gore.
Yeah, that's
a
good
name. That's fitting, isn't it, for us?
There you go, you got one to fall back on, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If at some point you need another name,
exactly.
You know, there's another horse party that's been around, you know.
Yeah,
they might say,
yeah.
It works, doesn't it? so many different levels. So you've also just released your debut album, May? Mate, so how was the recording for that done? Is that kind of songs you've been working on since you've been together, or?
Yeah, at the time it was, wasn't it? We went in with everything that we had, basically, and we didn't even say, we're going to make an album. We just went in and said, let's go and record everything we've got, and we went to this great studio called Punch in Ipswich, and our good friend Georgie was involved in recording it. So we just went in and recorded everything that we had, and then kind of came out and went, oh, it's good, and we've got enough for an album. So.
And has that been kind of self-released?
No, it was through a label called Integrity Records. And we sent them a copy because my old band used to be on that label, and I just always keep them updated with what I'm doing and send them a nice message to say that we'd like to hear stuff, because they're really nice blokes. And their backstory is that they discovered Frank Turner.
Oh, okay.
When he was in a band called Million Dead. And they signed Million Dead and blew all their money on Million Dead. And no one bought those records. No one bought Million Dead records until Frank Turner got famous. So all of a sudden, they went from having no money at all to having a little bit coming in, enough to start putting records out again.
Oh, wow.
So to our surprise, they offered to put our records out. And that was lovely. But they're really nice. They're kind of hardworking. They seem to get what we want, and it's not at all even slightly corporate in their attitude towards things, which isn't, they get things done in a nice way, but they're not assholes. And there's, you know, you never know what to make of people.
They've got respect for
they actually seem to, they're genuine music fans, lovely old boys.
And that's great, isn't it, you know, like when you've got like labels, because I was talking to Stuart from Mogwai yesterday, and they run a label.
Yeah.
You know, and he.
Is that
and
kind
he,
of
underground? No, Rock Action Records. Rock. Yeah, they
kind
used.
Of underground with Biss.
They used Biss to be, yeah, yeah. They used to be on there, and then they've got their own. And they're saying, oh, how do you sign bands? And it was all very, oh, well, that's like Errors, his mate's brother's back. You know, it was all kind of like a family thing. So. It's, the independence is where, you know, the best stuff happens.
And then, look, I've seen people get signed to major labels and it just torpedoes them. Because there seems to be a lot. I think major labels tend to sign underground bands just so they can have them. And then not necessarily do anything good with them, just to have them so they can look a bit cool. But I think it's better to go with smaller operations a lot of the time. Matador, a bit like labels like Matador, to do things the right way, or Domino, successful, but they only work with bands they like. And they're very upfront with it. You know, you go on the website, it says, you know, if we like you, we will sign you. There's no more to it than that.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be. You can't go around second guessing what might not work, because that's how people like Curtis Steiger's happened. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
Yanni.
And all those, you know, and the T4 bands, you know, there's kind of people second guessing what might sound good in Topshop, and that's not the way. And I think that's what, when people talk about the death of the music industry, that's what they're talking about, the death of that, and that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially now with, you know, the internet and all that kind of thing, you know, it's a lot easier to set yourself up with a label, you know. So it's good. So are you here for the whole weekend, or?
Yeah, we're staying around. We're going to camp again tonight. I'm hoping for another delicious thunderstorm.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was lovely. I like thunderstorms. They're comforting. It's like, I see it as Jesus singing me to sleep.
Loudly.
Loudly.
Idea for a new song, you know.
It's actually Jesus talking from the sky saying, Seymour, stop talking such nonsense in interviews. I think that's what...
I'm a man mountain of common sense, Shannon Hope. Don't...
So have you... Who are you? Have you seen many bands so far, or the people you want to see?
Dingus Khan, the Mighty Khan, they're going to be amazing.
They're amazing live.
Italy, I don't know if you've seen, but if you go on their website, they've redesigned the Latitude poster so that every single band says Dingus Khan.
Yeah, I've just saw like the t-shirts. Yeah. Thinking £3, I think I might have to invest. Yeah. So, what kind of future plans have you got for the band? Maybe some touring or something like that, or
probably just world domination.
You've got to, you know, set your expectations, you know, at the right level.
I mean, you've got to set them realistically. So I think we'll probably be the biggest band in the whole world. And
headline the main stage next year?
Absolutely. They've already asked us, actually. As soon as we walked off, I said, no, don't want it. Yeah. Too small.
Unless you get some decent beer, I'm not doing it.
Oh, God, why did I say that?
That's going to be the one thing now.
I should never speak.
Right, well...
Well,
thank you very much for having a chat.
Yeah.
Good luck in the future, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Thank you very much. Do you like this tour?